And I was looking at Psalm 23. But that doesn't matter either. Today, we're looking at John. And the fourth chapter of John, we're going to look at verse 23. And I want you to just not even look at the Bible. I want you to close your eyes now. But the time is coming. Indeed, it is here now. When true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. The Father is looking for those who will worship Him that way. For God is spirit. So those who worship Him must worship in spirit and in truth. For God is spirit. So those who worship Him must worship in spirit and in truth. Beloved, that time is coming now. That time is here. That's why we have created Worship Radio 247. We feel we have a mandate to tell the world about God's love. That is what happened to me many years ago. The Lord said to me, "Tell my people about my love." And to understand that love, you have to be worshiping Him in such an intimate way. As we play these songs, as we worship Him, as we join in, we don't need to sing the songs. Perhaps you don't even know the songs that I'm playing. That doesn't matter. What you do is you just worship Him by telling Him how much you love Him. There is no point in telling the Lord that you love Him if you don't love Him at all. If you don't have a relationship with Him. And the only way to love the Father is to have a daily walk with Him, a daily relationship with Him. He knows you better than you know yourself. He knows you so well. He has counted the hairs on your head. He knows your thoughts before you even think them. He knows your frailties. He knows your weaknesses. Beloved, He knows your strengths. There is no hiding from God. Every single thing that you do or say, the Lord sees it. He shines His torch on you now and again and will convict you and will say to you, "This is wrong in your life. You need to sort this out. This is wrong with your life. You need to sort this out too." But you can either turn your head away and not listen, pretend it didn't even get said, and then the Lord will stop shining His torch. As you then begin to paper over the cracks that are appearing in your life, as it starts to fall, and you realize you've got nowhere to go. But when you begin to worship, when you begin to tell Him that you love Him, then His power and His glory and His love pours down from heaven. Because He looks at you and says to you, "My child, I love you so very, very deeply. I will never let you go. I will never forsake you. Put your trust in me, and I won't let you down. Others have let you down, but I will not let you down. And I call upon you right now to worship me in spirit, for I am spirit," says God. "And I want you to worship me in truth, for I am the truth." Jesus said these words. I am the truth. I am the way. I am the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. But beloved, you know that. So today is your opportunity. This is the day that God has made. This is your opportunity today to begin from this point. Not from yesterday, not from the last week, not from 2 months ago, not from 5 years ago, but from today. This is the day that you can say, yes, Lord. You are calling me, Lord, yes. I will say, yes, Father. From today, I will worship you in spirit and in truth. From today, I love you more than ever before. Let's continue worshiping now. This is wonderful. This is Hillsong. And this is called High and Lifted Up. And they just keep on coming. Let's worship together. This, beloved, is a holy moment. It's so powerful. So powerful. That's Hillsong, and high and lifted up. Thank you, Jesus, for your presence. This is Matt Redman, and this is called Face Down.
Welcome then to the course of